Blog Talk Radio.
If you want your daughter saved, if you want your son saved, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, whoever, if you want them saved, embrace prayer, because asking God, these things will get done. God will save. If you want to be healed, if you want cancer cells to change to normal cells, embrace prayer. If you want diabetes to change and your body become normal, embrace prayer. Prayer changes things. And so prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. It's the key to financial blessings. Prayer. God knows where all the money is, and he can change things for you. All right, God bless you this morning. We're co-laborers in Jesus Christ. We come to pray and to praise him. And we thank him for what he's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, good morning to you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. We ask for forgiveness for every sin of omission, and every sin of commission. Things that we do, things that we've done, things that we forgot to do, whatever. Lord, anything that was not pleasing in your sight, we ask that you forgive us. And we ask that you would bless the prayer line. I want you to sanctify the prayer line and make it holy. Thereby, you will be able to move through the prayer line, and we thank you for it. Thank you for grace and for mercy. Lord, your grace is sufficient for me and for every person. Oh, God, thank you because you're the one who sets free, and thank you because you're the one who strengthens us. You supply our every need. You shield us from the wiles of the enemy. God, you unchained us, and now you're uniting us together across the country. Unity is so very important, and we thank you for it. Look on this day. Look on every person on the prayer line. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Some have burdens. Lift the burdens. Some are under great loads. Lighten the load. Some are down. Take them up. Some are out. Bring them in. I've been up worrying almost all night long. God, take the worry. Let them know that everything will be all right. Bless Lord on this prayer line. Touch, heal, set free, deliver. Because those who are less fortunate than we are, God, give them your grace and mercy. And bless them and help them through the storm. Oh, God, some have been in the storm, seemed like too long. And you're the one who can bring them out. Some need ways made out of no way. They don't see a way out. But you can do it. And so we come to you, God, realizing that you are the only true and living God. And may I say that you're our hero. You know, we look to you. You are our role model, and you are our God, the only one. And we thank you for everything that you're going to do, everything that you have done in the past, and even what you're going to do in the future. God, bless, 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 in the name of Jesus. Look on those who are incarcerated. God, dispatch angels to help these people in prison, to help bring them out in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for it, Lord. You said this before to me, Lord, and I hear it again this morning. that you're going to open up the prison doors. So much injustice or injustice that has been done to those in prison. Payment and payoff to the guards, Lord, to turn their heads and close their ears while inmates go through storms. God, turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. God, I'm asking you, even on the murder rate everywhere, I'm asking you to bring it down. God, turn things around. God, you're able to do it. We thank you for this day and for how you're already a blessing. And Lord, bless your people on this line, make a way for them. And we'll give you the glory and the praise. It shall be thine. And thank you again and again for everything. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And amen. God bless all of you today from everywhere. God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. My, 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 my. Let me see if I can get a good morning out of y'all. Y'all are beautiful people. I know that some of y'all are kind of sleepy. I know that. Amen. But if you wake up, I'm speaking to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's give God more energy than that. That was great, but let's give God more. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
We come to you with worship, and we come to you with praise, knowing that you're the one who blessed us. Be here this morning. I'm saying that and mean that, Lord. You are the one who blessed us to be here this morning. And so we worship you and praise you and give you glory and adoration. Let's open our mouths from every area code and let's come before him with praise. Looking for you, area code 773 and 312 and 912 and 913. And 816 and 912 and all you who are in different care, 325, so many others, 757, 847, and I'm looking for all of y'all, 801 and 870, looking for y'all, I'm looking for y'all to be represented, praise, because he's done so much for you. Open your eyes, God. Master, you take the cataracts off their eyes and let them really see how good you have been to them. Thank God for these precious, precious, precious people. We're up this morning to give you praise, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Come on, let's praise God from everywhere. Let's give him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus, everybody.
Thank you, Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to move to a new area. Praise. Amen. I am I'm interested to see how your weekend was and how the Lord blessed you and what he did. Mine was great. I have to tell you about it. But I want to hear what the Lord did for you. It is true that Psalms 105, 1 and 2 says, make known his deed among the people. And then tell us his wondrous works. Amen. Because somebody could hear about what God did for you, and it would be the ingredient that causes them to get a miracle. Okay? So you want to make sure you tell him his goodness. People coming from all over the world, some of them don't have a church. Yeah, they don't have a church in that area. You and their church. And they want to hear. It just makes them feel good to know that God is blessing you. Because since the Lord bless you, it says God will bless them. So I want to get some praise reports. Amen. I wonder if Mother Dick be there. If you're there.
Yes, I am.
God bless you, precious mother.
Hi.
Bless you. And I want to ask you, if you would receive the praise reports, give yours and receive the praise reports. And then we'll get some prayer requests. Somebody get ready to volunteer to receive the prayer request too. Amen. If you would, I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Mother Digby.
God bless you. Giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to his wife, Betty Johnson, to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. I want to say this weekend really started out as kind of a bad weekend for me, but I like the song, One Word from the Lord, and I want to say how God just fixed everything all right. They were having a family reunion here for my father's side of the family, and it was really my father's brother's grandchildren that had put the reunion together, and it was kind of, it's kind of, because in Chicago, it was a Taste of Chicago, and they wanted to work around the Taste, and they had it downtown, and downtown is congested, and so, and then my sister is real, real low sick. She's just on the way out, and we know that, and it's just so much was going on, but God just, he just fixed it all, and I just thank and praise the Lord for that, and so many of my brother's children were over, and they were able to go and see my sister. And I thank God for how God just worked it all out. And it just all was just really a blessing. And the Lord is good. And I thank him for all of his goodness. God is so good. I just can't tell it all. But I thank God for how he has been in my life. I can see God's hand in my life all down through the years. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. And I want to say just here, the line is open to each and every one. To give your praise report this morning. The Lord is good. The line is open to you.
Amen. Good morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you, Lady Betty, and all of the people, all of the precious saints of God on the prayer line. This is Sister Jones from 773. Just want to thank and praise God for waking me up this morning, clothing me in my right mind. I thank and praise God for being saved and sanctified, baptized and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Just want to thank God for a great weekend myself. I thank and praise God how I was able to spend some time with my brother and sister. And I thank and praise God how the Lord put my brother's name, Tyree Garnett, on the prayer line and asking the prince to pray for him. And I tell you, we are witnessing God's miracles. And I thank and praise God for Dr. Johnson, for he had preached a message on the prayer line of knowing to recognize the miracles of God and acknowledging when God is blessing and when he is moving, when he has asked for prayer. And I want to just encourage Dr. Johnson on today that the Lord is moving by his spirit. He is healing and bringing my brother. He's restoring his health all the way, and I just thank God for that, and I just ask that you continue to pray for me and my husband. I've even had many things on my own personal prayer request list that Dr. Johnson told us to write out, And in 2014, he said the Lord was going to give us blessings like we never. And I tell you, just about everything on my list, and I know it's 2016 now, but I just wanted to go back and just reflect on, even unto now, how my list has grown shorter and shorter and shorter because God is moving by his Spirit. He is answering prayer. I honor my mother, Mother Jolene Garnett, and you all have a blessed, blessed day.
Thank the Lord. Thank God for you, Sister Jones. I thank the Lord for that list getting shorter. And I believe that just doing, God is just doing that. And I thank God for the sermon that Dr. Johnson preached, Give the Anointing Time to Work. So many good sermons he's preached. I thank God for each and every one of them. The line is still open. The line is open to you to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Will there be another one? I know there is. Speak right up.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325.
Good morning. Go right ahead.
I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and thank you for my family and my friends. God has so much for me in 2016, and I just I'm going to continue to praise him, and he's going to continue to help me through my storms. And I just want to thank Watson Cobb for recommending me to the prayer line, and I just want to thank y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day, and I love y'all all.
Thank you, sister. We love you, too. God bless you. The line is open.
But this is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord on the service that we had at Amazing Grace on yesterday. I got a blessing out of it. And I just thank the Lord for everything that he has done for me. He has brought me a long way. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me. Thank you, and my children. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucio.
Yes, ma'am.
The line is open, saint.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you. The line is open, saint.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. I just want to thank the Lord, too, for letting me see a day that wasn't promised to me. Hallelujah, just how he blessed us in our service yesterday, and he just kept on blessing. You know, he let me go the whole day without having any problems, you know. And I just want to give him the thanks because he's just so good to us. Hallelujah. And I'm just so happy to be in the number one more time. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for seeing another day. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson and Sister Betty and the Mother of the Nation, Mother Stern. And I just want to thank the Lord for everybody that's on this prayer line this morning. Hallelujah. You know, with all that shooting in Texas and stuff and Florida and Atlanta and stuff going on, hallelujah, we could have been one of them in that group, God could have just took us on home. But we keep on praying for the people and we're praying for the family, for the bereaved family and everything. So we just want to give God the thanks. And I'm supposed to be leaving today, going down to Texas today for a family reunion. So I'm just asking y'all to just keep me in your prayers. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will keep in our prayers for Traveling Grace.
Yes.
The line is still open.
God bless you, Mother Digby, and good morning to everyone on here. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless our chief and Dr. Daddy and Mother to the Nation and everyone. Just giving God praise this morning all the way from Louisville, Kentucky. And I am just thanking God. Just wanted to share just a word of praise with you. On Friday, we had gone on a boat ride. We had taken, they had taken some of the people from the nursing facility to the boat ride, and it's just, it's a tour that they take them on, and they, an outing, and they take them for lunch and everything. And it was such a bad day. The weather was so inclement that day. When we got there, when we were on our way there, it was a storm brewing, and the trees were just blowing. They were almost touching the ground, some of them. The wind was so high. And when we arrived there, it was yet high. And you could see the waves in the river, in the Ohio River, how they were just billowing across and just going and just going. And I just looked out there, and I said, my God, we can't ride on that turbulent in the lake. And the word of God came to me and just said, speak a word of peace. Just speak a word of peace. And I looked out there and thought about when the disciples had gone to Jesus and he was resting in the bottom of the boat, and they woke him up just to say, peace be still. And that was the word that the Holy Ghost gave me to speak over this water. And I just sat there and just said, peace be still. And I could just see Jesus calm in the sea. Glory to God. Just calm in that river. And the boat, even though it's large, it is huge, it yet would have had problems out there on that troubled water. But when we spoke, within seconds, the sea, everything stopped. The storm went away. The day, it cleared up. The sun came out. And they were saying, Dr. Pfeiffer, are you still here? We had a blind lady on there, and she was saying, Dr. Pfeiffer, did you pray? Did you pray? And I said, yes, ma'am, I did. And they said, well, we can go out there then. And I was so thankful that God blessed these people. They had wheelchairs, people in all kind of situations, all types of illnesses that they had to load and unload from this nursing home. And those people were able to go out on that outing and be blessed that day because they saw the work of the Lord. And I'm just giving God the praise today because he calmed the sea. Hallelujah. The sea was raging, and he just calmed it and moved the storm away. And by the time we got on the boat, it was, the sun was shining. And I thought, my God, this is really, really a miracle, a blessed day. And some of the people told him, I just happened to be asked to go on the ride with them. And I'm just giving God the glory because they told him, they said, well, as long as Dr. Pfeiffer is on here. I said, no, it's because the blessings of the Lord. The Lord knew that this was a day for them, and something the people were trying to give them an activity in their life to enhance their life and encourage them, and they were blessed by it. So thank God that he calmed the raging sea just by a word being spoken, and they honored that prayer. God honored that prayer. I had nothing to do with it, just being there, but I'm thanking God that he had calmed the sea. So God, to God be the glory for the things that he is doing. And I just praise him for it. Keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you. What a testimony. Thank God. Thank God. The line is still open.
God bless you. This is Mother Wilson. I thank the Lord. how he blessed people right here in Memphis on last night. Because March, there was not any lot of violence going on. And I thank God for the peace that he was during that time. Even though the bridge was stopped up where they couldn't move. But God bless them to come off of it. And the police just led them away, back off of the bridge very calmly. And I thank God for it because it could have been the other way. God bless you. Continue to pray for me.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for peace. The line is still open. Will there be another one? Would like to express your gratitude to God.
Good
the
morning.
Line is open.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges. And I just want to thank God for another day. Thank him for how he watched over us and kept us all during the weekend and allowed us to assemble here again this morning just to give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I thank God for a wonderful service on yesterday. Thank God for the pastor brought a wonderful message on stopping the violence and the way he delivered that message, not only the violence in the street, but the violence in our life, the spiritual violence, the natural violence. It was just a beautiful message that he brought on yesterday, and we thank God for the beautiful weather that he allowed us to have. We thank him because he just keeps on doing things for us, turning things around, working in our behalf. Even though sometimes we may not deserve it, and we all have fallen short, but he just keep on just blessing his children. I love him so much, and I thank God for the prayer line. You all continue to be blessed.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Hodges. The line is still open, Saints.
Good morning, 913, Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to praise and thank the Lord who's first in my life. I'd like to thank the Lord for my husband, and I'd like to thank the Lord for Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, and I'd like to thank him for you, Mother, as hosting the line and every listener. I would like to thank the Lord for answering my prayers. You all have been praying with me on my 13 brothers and sisters and my 55 nieces and nephews, and God really blessed me yesterday. 9 of them showed up at church, came to Second Baptist to visit yesterday, and I had no idea that God was sending 9 of my family members to come and be in his house. And I just praise his holy name, and I thank you all for laboring with me, continuing to pray with me, and may the Lord continue to bless everybody.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Brown. Will there be another one? The line is still open.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Texas, area code 325. I thank God this morning for my life, health, and my strength. The line has already been addressed. So I just praise God for all that he is doing. Oh, I thank God because without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. And I just praise God because it is in him that I live, move, and have my being. God,
muted.
And I praise him for all that he is. I'm yet looking to the Lord for all of my needs and everything that I petitioned before him. I yet put it there before him, realizing that he is God.
Unmuted.
In him there is none other. Where would I go except to the rock? I run to the rock that's higher than I. I'm just so grateful this morning because the Lord allowed us to see another day. I just thank the Lord for this prayer line, oh, for the words that are given to us that help strengthen us. I thank God for the services we had in our church as well, our pastor and first lady, and for just the saints in itself. I'm just grateful. All God has done for the safety. I just praise God for the blood that has been shed to protect us. Continue to be blessed in the Lord. I love each and every one.
Thank God for you too. The line is still open.
Yes, my name is Brother William Britt. I'm calling to thank you all for praying for me. God is opening doors for me, and I just want to say thank you for praying for me.
Well, thank the Lord. Thank God for that, Brother William. Glad to have you on the line. Would there be another one?
Yes, this is Sister Joyce of Kansas City, and I just want to thank God for waking me up, blessing me to see another day. Y'all pray for me.
Thank God for you, Sister Joyce. How many more do you want me to get, Dr. Johnson? All right.
Let's get one more.
One more. You're going to be that privileged one to be the one more. The line is open, one more.
I hear Mother Britt. She's trying to come through. Mother Britt, shake that phone just a little bit.
Can you hear me now? No.
Not quite yet.
Oh, okay, how about now?
There you go. There you go.
All right, and God bless you. I just want to thank God for Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Ambassador Betty and everyone on the prayer line. And that was my son attacking y'all a while ago. That was him. The Lord has blessed him through your prayers. I told him about the prayer line, and I told him to call and thank y'all because the Lord has blessed him. And I was so glad he called this morning to give God thanks. And thank you for the prayer line, for praying for him and all my family. We had our anniversary yesterday, and we had a blessed time in the Lord. So continue to live us up in prayer. May God bless all of you, and I love all of you. Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you, my friend. Back in your hand, Dr. Gary.
Thank you so much, Mother Digby. You did a wonderful job. We praise God for you. Amen. We're about to receive our prayer requests. Our format on this line is we get our praise reports and then we have our prayer requests. And so if you have one, get it ready because we certainly want to pray for you. We believe that God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. So again, we say that this is not a gossip line. We've heard a problem with everything you can tell us, but I tell you, we certainly want to honor you and go to God in prayer. God will and can change things. All right? So do we have a volunteer who would like to have received the prayer request this morning? If so, say something right now so we can know that you're there. Anyone? All right. God bless you. If you have a prayer request, please let it be known now. The Lord is at hand. Amen. Anyone with a prayer request? This is your time. Yeah, step in there and speak up. Amen.
Father Digby, unspoken.
Right, Mother. Father Digby.
That's Peterson. I got two or three prayer requests, you know, man. I'm going to pray for my throat and also pray for my family. I'm sounding like from the family union and this family of the Marie with the Anderson family. Young lady, 45 years old, she got three children. She passed away with cancer, so when money was a trick, they looked in today. And the Anderson family. You know, so they got. Anderson.
Okay, all right.
And then this young man, Anthony Whipple, I had y'all privy in the store. The doctor gave him just a few days, but. He's still hanging on. He was so sick Saturday night. He was there yesterday. He told his father, he just a minister today. He wanted to go to church. So he did church yesterday. He got to still work in music for him, but this still is only giving him the time. But we know God is able.
That's the one who has the cancer, is that right?
Yes, sir. He's 19 years old. He's been through so much. He didn't need a thing that he had been through. And he's still hanging on. He gave him a few days, but.
His name is Angelo.
Young man in this fight. So this is my prayer and prayer for today. I pray for my throat.
All right.
And my family and family from family units.
All right. Okay. Thank God. We'll pray for Angelo for you too. All right. Is that another one?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Renee McKnight.
Renee, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you okay?
I'm doing great. I'm just got a little. Well, I'm fine.
Okay. God bless you. I talked to my friend this weekend. Her name is Deanne McCormick, and she needs prayer for her son. He's having some problems, and he's at Rivercrest here in San Angelo, Texas. So I would like special prayer for him. And then her mother, her heart rate went way down. So just pray for her. And her name is Margie Draper.
Okay. Now, what is Rivercrest?
It's like for to it's like to get help. You know, like if you're on drugs and stuff. It's
okay.
Like,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else?
His name is Dakota McCormick.
I'm Dakota.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. And y'all have a blessed day. I love y'all all.
We love you too, Sister Renee. God bless you. Right, anybody else?
This is Sister Lucio. I have an unspoken request. God bless you.
All right.
It's Ambassador Johnson in Texas. Unspoken.
All right. Anyone else?
Alexandria in Kansas City, Kansas.
This is who now?
Alexandria in Jefferson in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm Sheila Brown's daughter. And I just asked for prayer this morning.
We certainly will pray for you, Alexandria. All right.
Yes, sir.
I think we got enough here. That prayer list is pretty long here. And thank God for all of you prayer warriors. Amen. Thank God for you and you. Let's pray for Mother Digby. She has an unspoken request. And let's pray for Sister Lucia with an unspoken request. Mother Peterson said pray for her throat. And pray for her family coming from the family reunion. And pray for Anderson and Angelo, that young man with the cancer. Thank you for Angelo. My heart goes to you. Young man, 90 years old, God. I want to ask a question like Abraham. Wonder, Lord, have you finished with this life? Do you have something for him to do? Can he cause an effect on Satan's kingdom? Can he, Lord, with your help? I heard your word say you can do all things. We can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Can you use Angelo? Are you finished with this life? If you're not finished, God, I'm asking you to turn around. Turn it around and give him an ultra. You know, one of my goals, Lord, I've said it on this line many times, is to get you more glory. Things like this, Lord, will cause you to have more glory.
Thank you, God.
Turn the Angelo of this situation around.
Thank you, God.
So, whoever said he's got a few days, a few weeks to live,
Jesus. Thank you.
That would get you some more glory. Lord, whatever you want to do is fine with me. But I can ask you because you told me if any two of us shall stand on earth as touching anything that we shall ask.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you. God, I'm asking you.
Thank you, Angel.
And give us for an ultra awesome miracle. First, I hear some people just hollering in amazement at what you did, praying, Lord. Let it be so, I pray. I'm praying for Mother Peterson. Oh, God, that's so. Mother Peterson, you've been taught to drop a little oil in some water and drink it. Amen. Do that today. Amen. I'm going to do it with you. Amen. Thank God for you.
Thank you, God.
So, Lord, bless the family and have safe travel. Let it be a family reunion. Okay. If they're going back, let it be back. Amen. But safe travel in the name of Jesus. Look on that. Oh, God, and bless him. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you for what you're going to do. So thank you for Mother Digby. Thank you for something lives. And I ask on the unspoken request and for Sister Lucille. God, give them a sign today that you heard this unspoken request and that you will cause things to work out for me. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
About what you did. Wonderful testimony. The girl, Sister Deanne McCormick. Deanne. Oh, God, look on that sign at Rivercrest. Straighten them out, Lord. Yeah, God, turn around.
Yes,
and let it become a viable person. Things for you. Bless Margie Draper. Amen. Margie Draper. Help, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Looking to you. Oh, God.
Thank you.
God, people need miracles, and you're the only miracle worker. Another power in this world comes to kill and destroy, but you come to bring life everlasting. Touch God, make a way for these precious people, Margie, Draper, and Dakota. And then don't forget about Ambassador Johnson down there in Texas with her unspoken request. We just depend on you, Lord, to show up and show out. God, please forgive me if I've ever tried to say that any way that I'm responsible. I've never thought to say anything like that. I want to have all the glory going to you. Yes, you made a way. You healed. You fixed it. You brought the trouble. Out of the trouble. You touch minds, feet, legs. You touch all of it, eyes, ears. You're the one, Lord, who has done it all. Oh, God, I'll tell you again, as I've said to you many times, God, I don't know nothing. Nothing except somebody in you. And I'm asking you to grant these requests this morning. Oh, my God. Incredible, Lord.
Thank you.
Alexandria.
Thank you.
Whoever that person is, help me about them. I put them on this miracle list.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And thank you for letting those lists that they made in the first of the year go down. Oh, God, help others to check their list and see what you've done for them.
Thank you, God.
They'll be on the prayer line in the morning.